There he goes. And here we go. The Uh-oh. Old man.
The old man.
What's up, old man of AV Consultations fame?
I'm official now as of Sunday. When I turn 60 on Sunday.
Congratulations. Happy belated. I know we talked on your birthday, and we've talked a couple of times since then, but congrats on 60 years, my friend.
60 years.
I have to ask like the shitty motherly question. How do you feel? Does it feel different?
No. Feels perfect.
Good.
Dude, I feel good. I got a 20-year-old daughter who keeps me so freaking young. It's not even funny. She keeps me running.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. And
it's all good.
She's a stud, and
she's also competitive as hell. So she keeps me where I have to stay physically fit so that she doesn't run over me somewhere.
Well, y'all are doing a little contest, right? On who can be in better shape.
Oh, she's insisting that that's not really a contest. I'm insisting, yeah, bull, you called it a contest.
Oh, so that means she's slacking a little bit. She's getting a little nervous that you're going to beat her.
I think she's just getting so ripped that she's going to make so much fun of me that she doesn't want to call it a contest.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's great. Well, thanks for coming on. Always love chopping it up on the air, off the air. And I got to start with your background, man. Bunch of hockey sticks to your left. Are those all game used?
Yeah, actually, I've got a couple of the big boys still. Brendan Dillon is still in the league. Joel Hanley's still in the league. Ottinger's stick is up there.
There you go.
Bunch of the guys, whenever they head away from here, they all start here, and then whenever they head up to the NHL, I get like a stick or a puck or a jersey or something from them.
That's awesome. Yeah, and it's working. You look at the Dallas Stars.
I wish you could actually see the two pictures because I'm actually in those two team pictures even.
Are those just annual team photos?
That's the Calder Cup team photo.
Yeah.
And that was the second place. That's the year they took second place. They lost the Calder Cup.
Okay, that's awesome. That is awesome. Texas Stars this year, before we get to the NHL, and I know that people always love hearing your picks, and, well, you've gotten, what, 6 of the last 10 Stanley Cup winners, right?
Preseason.
With your preseason, right? Not pre-playoffs, which is what we're going to get from Tom today because the playoffs are about to start, but preseason picks. Tom and his computer have gotten 6 of the last 10 Stanley Cup winners correct, so we'll check in on the preseason picks and see how things are doing as we approach the final couple of days of the regular season. But Texas Stars hockey, still in good position, still going to make the playoffs this year.
They've made the playoffs, and they got 2 games left this weekend against Manitoba, who's won. They're currently 5 points behind them, meaning they can't catch them to take the third spot. What's funny, though, is Manitoba's playing the number one team in the league tonight for their 1 game in hand.
Okay.
So if they lose tonight, they just basically have to stay here for 5 games because Texas gets the home ice advantage for the first round starting on Monday.
That'd be huge. And that's a best of 3 in the first round,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So the Manitoba would have to play here Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Okay. And that's what we're looking for?
That's what we want.
All
goodbye,
right.
Manitoba.
Do the Texas Stars have enough players left to make a run at the Calder
Cup?
Yeah,
they actually did some good moves the last month. Brought in some new guys. They even got a backup. So they're 3 deep, 1 extra goalie.
Okay.
Called up another guy who just graduated. And so they've been moving the guys around and getting the offense right. And as long as they don't, we'll see who Dallas moves. Dallas usually will call up 2 or 3 guys for reserve. And I think as long as they don't call up Bork, if they leave the offense alone, Texas Stars will be fine.
Okay. And Bork's still the leading scorer in the AHL.
Yeah.
Only because
he would have been 2nd probably if they didn't take Stankoven, but
yeah,
that's fine. I mean, everybody knew those two were going. We just didn't know when. And Bork went up for a game. He played very well too. So I have a feeling they might just call him up, let him be there for the reserve. And there's no reason not to. I mean, give the guy some money and all that. He's got a better contract with the NHL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see what happens, but
they've still got plenty of other guys. They're very talented. Dallas is deep.
The organization is incredibly well run, and they've done a great job stockpiling talent both at the NHL level and the AHL level. And they made a pretty massive upgrade in coach at the AHL level, I would argue, that has contributed to a lot of the recent success of the Texas Stars here at Cedar Park.
Oh, over the last one? Oh yeah. Oh my god.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, massive, massive upgrade.
And anything is an upgrade from Lax, though. So I'm not even, you're not even giving these guys the credit they're due. They have three great coaches now.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had one awful coach.
Yeah, so things are going well for the Dallas Stars. Now, as we go up to the NHL, I know you went on with Wags on the Wagner Wire before the season started. So these picks are documented. This is not you changing things up just because the regular season is almost over. But we'll ask for our midday crowd. What was you / your computer's preseason Stanley Cup final prediction?
For the first time ever, my team, the Dallas Stars, were the pick to win it all. And they're supposed to be playing against the Carolina Hurricanes.
Okay.
And that looks pretty possible at this point.
Oh, it looks more than possible. I mean, the Dallas Stars have the best record in the Western Conference. They're going to be the one seed more than likely in the West. And yeah, Carolina has 111 points. They've got the second most points in the Eastern Conference. So yeah, you're talking about two of the best teams in hockey during the regular season. They both have a legit shot to get there. And
hell, and as you know, because you looked at the odds the day I talked to you about that.
Yeah.
Neither one of those was the favorite at all.
Yeah, you're right. And you, you know, the cousin put some money on both teams to win the cup before the season started. And you're right. I mean, they're still not the favorites right now. You got to go a little bit down the list to find the Stars or the Hurricanes as your Stanley Cup favorites. But obviously the odds before the year were even worse or better, depending on how you want to describe them, than they
are
now.
I'm kind of amazed everybody's still putting so much credit towards Colorado. That one's kind of odd to me. I haven't figured that one out yet.
Yeah, they've been really struggling too in the last month or so. Yeah, like they're the three seed in the Central right now. They're going to have to go on the road against Lusapeg and win that series to even get a chance to play Dallas in round two.
Yeah, unfortunate for everybody is that Winnipeg is such a just offensive-minded team. They got Bones as the coach up there, the old Dallas coach. Mm-hmm. I think the word defense for him starts with an O, and he doesn't know how to, they don't play any. And so, yeah, I don't think that's going to work out well for them. I think Colorado will probably win that series. Okay. The interesting thing is that this thing is still working. Cause even though there was decided who's in the playoffs last night, finally 2 days to go in the whole regular season, you still don't know who's playing who other than like that series.
Right.
Like we don't know if the Vegas Knights or the LA Kings are going to be playing Dallas.
Right. I know your answer. I know your answer because I know you and we've had conversations like this before.
We want the LA Kings.
Okay. All right. I was going to ask because I figured you were saying, well,
100% we want the LA Kings.
Yep, I agree. Like, you got to beat everybody, I guess, to make
but
it
you
to
like
the final.
First series to be the easiest series.
You would. And yeah, I think LA is the worst team that's going to make the playoffs in the Western Conference. So
plus, if Vegas has to play Edmonton, then at least one of those two is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those, even though they're not as good, in my opinion, are threatening.
Sure. Well, Vegas.
They're both very physical.
They're the defending champs, of course. They're not nearly as good this year as they were last year. Hell, they just clinched a playoff spot a couple of days ago. But they've had the Stars' number this year. Like, even in a down year, and even though the Stars have been one of the best teams in the league all season long, like, Vegas has seemingly had Dallas' number, and of course, they beat them in the playoffs last year in the conference finals. So, I'm with you, man. Like,
that was the game you were at with me, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, and I hope I get invited back to a playoff game this year because of the way that one went down.
Oh, that's got nothing to do with it. If we're going, you're coming.
No,
100%. We got to wait for Texas Stars to get finished first, I guess, because I'm supposed to support my foundation boys, you know.
Always.
Got to do that. It's really wild, though, is the way that those two teams both play against Dallas so ridiculously physical. I mean, I love physical hockey. I'm not trying to say, you know, play like basketball where you act like a puss all day long, but it's astounding to me that Vegas can actually play physical enough to get under Dallas's skin.
Mm-hmm.
They actually make Dallas play worse by playing so physical. And yeah, that's the only thing about it. There isn't any other reason that Dallas does as badly as they do against Vegas. And it happens every time they play.
I feel like that's the only way to stop Dallas, right? Because the Stars have so much speed and skill, especially up front, that like if you try to match speed with them, you're going to have a bad time. You've got to try to muck it up against them and just be as physical as you possibly can.
And see, what's wild, though, is Dallas has built their lines now. The first four offensive lines, or the four offensive lines, all have basically an enforcer on them.
Huh?
I mean, if you look at it, because you've got Duchesne or Marchman, whichever one you want to have, they both want to fight everybody. And that's the top line, really. And then you got Jamie Benn in there with the two kids. He'll beat anybody up. He doesn't care. He loves to fight.
Uh-huh.
And then you get to the, Foxa will take anybody out.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't care at all. And he's been doing that since he was here in the AHL. He's awesome. I can't remember who the third line tough man is. Darn it. That's really terrible.
Now you got me thinking too. I mean, the whole
that actually line might be the line that doesn't have one, because that's the Pavelski, Hintz, Robertson line. But of course, the other team is throwing out their number one line against them every time, because those guys, nobody can stop them from scoring.
Yeah, exactly.
And they don't mind getting hit; they're just going to run around you.
Yes, Jack. Hockey still has enforcers. Thank God.
A lot of them.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. And Rob says Vegas is going to be a tough out. Yeah. Look, it depends on goaltending, right? Like that's what your computer's all about, Tom. And that's what your predictions are always all about. Like you cannot win in the Stanley Cup playoffs unless you have a really good goaltender who's also playing his best hockey. Vegas last year, Aiden Hill came out of nowhere, and that guy was incredible. And he's the biggest reason why the Knights won it all. That guy has not been the same player this year, and that's why Vegas hasn't been the same team, and it feels like they shouldn't be considered as serious of a threat as they were a season ago.
You know what's funny is every time you and I go up there to a playoff game, it seems like the other team brings up that year some freaking guy out of the AHL from nowhere, obscurity that nobody's ever heard of, and they play the greatest year in the history of mankind, knock Dallas out in seven, and then totally fall apart. St. Louis, remember?
Yeah,
it's a great year. Mm-hmm. And then Aiden Hill last year. It's like, guys, you're not that good. Quit thinking you are, you know?
Yeah.
They don't start thinking that way until after they beat Dallas. That's the worst part.
It's annoying. Well, let me ask you this, Tom. I mean, maybe it is Vegas, but which team in the Western Conference scares you the most for a potential Stars matchup in these playoffs?
Out of the whole West?
In the West. Yeah, whole West.
Probably the Oilers.
Okay.
Yeah. MacKinnon and them are, I mean, McDavid,
Draisaitl, those guys.
Their power, as long as you don't get into penalty trouble against them, I think you're fine. Their power play can destroy anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done it all year long. That's how they make, I would be willing to bet. And they give up a lot of goals too.
Yeah.
I mean, they're pretty much equal to Dallas. In fact, they're the only ones that are even close to Dallas. They're one ahead of Dallas in the differential, goal differential. They're plus 64. Dallas is plus 63. That's the team I think they've probably got the best. Are they number one power play? I'm not positive, but I would guess they are.
They have been the last couple of years. So
every time I watch them play, they get two freaking power play goals. So just stay out of trouble. They instigate a lot. MacKinnon's famous for it. I mean, McDavid's famous for it. MacKinnon's in Colorado. I keep bringing him up just because he's an annoying old man like me. But the McDavid loves to go in. Him and Ben, amazingly, I don't think have ever fought.
Yeah.
And Ben has fought almost every main guy in the league.
And considering how many times the Stars and Avs have played, of course, being in the same division, but also a couple of playoff series against one another, it is pretty bizarre that has not happened.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, it's always funny. He seems to get in fights with people from every team, and it doesn't matter who it is. I mean, he didn't get in a fight with Marshawn when we were up in Boston. That was hilarious. They had Joel Hanley go and get in a fight with Marshawn on Marshawn's 1,000th game. It was like, dude, really? And then they trade Hanley away like a week later.
Yeah.
You dicks.
Oh, my God. Yeah, looking at McDavid's stats, only 32 goals this year, but he just hit 100.
He's got 100 assists or something, though.
Yeah, 100 assists. I think only the fourth player ever to get there with the great one, I think Lemieux and I think Bobby Orr. Like, you're in the company of those three.
And they're almost all power play assists, too. That's the weird part.
Yeah, yeah. And Zach Hyman hilarious name, has emerged into a star for Edmonton, plus Dreisaitl, plus Nugent Hopkins, plus McDavid. Yeah, that's a scary offense right there for sure.
I'm not too concerned. I think when they get to Vegas this year, if Jamie Benn would have done what he did in game three, in game one, I think they would have won the series. Oh, I think waiting till the third game to get into the fight and cause all the problems, it brought the team alive for two games. If he would have done that in game one, I think they would have won the series. I don't think they had time to come back from it. They can't win them all.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And you're not going to in the playoffs. I mean, you're not supposed to sweep in the playoffs. These guys are the best teams in the league. And they're this tight all year long. You can't imagine they're going to sweep a bunch. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to win three in a row usually. But if you do it in the first game, if you do happen to get in trouble, it's cool. You're back by game three. You still got plenty of time to win it because that was a seven-game series.
Sure. And look, Vegas was the better team last year, as much as it pains me to say. They were healthier also going into that series, and I think that made a difference for sure. But they were better than Dallas. Like, this year's going to hurt. If Dallas loses to anybody in the West, it's going to hurt because I feel like the Stars are legitimately the best team in this conference, and I didn't feel that last year. So
I think Dallas has got a bigger leg up on this conference than anybody has in the East.
I can't figure out the East at all. If you have any clue, like, obviously your computer has the Canes. That was the preseason pick, but they could win it. Boston could obviously win it. Florida could win it. They won it last year.
The sad fact, I'll tell you what the picks are ready for the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Rangers.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
The curse of the President's Trophy, though.
I know. We'll see. The computer doesn't take that into account.
Oh, right. Right.
Now, if I'm doing a bracket or something, I would probably pick them in one and then not in the other because I'd pick it with the computer on one, which is what I did last year, and that ended up costing me on the bracket challenges because Florida came out of nowhere.
Yeah, and they were the 8th.
Of course, they got their goal. Bob was out most of the season, and then he gets back for the playoffs. Nobody expects any of those things to happen. It's kind of like what happened with Carolina. Their goalie almost died.
Yeah.
Anderson, they said he'll probably never play again. And then he decides like 40 games ago, screw it, I'm coming back. They haven't barely lost since.
That's the beauty of hockey.
So, I mean, I still think Carolina can win the East.
I do too. Yeah, I mean, I think there's like a couple of tiers in the East, like the Rangers, Carolina, Florida, and Boston. I think like those four teams are all neck and neck and neck and neck as the four top teams. But, I mean, Toronto's got talent. They always choke in the playoffs, so I'm not going to pick him to go very far. The Islanders.
Toronto's going to be playing Boston. They're done.
Yeah, you're right. And whenever those two teams meet in the playoffs, we know exactly how it always goes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be a short-lived stay for them. Like, you don't want to count anybody out, right? Florida was the 8th seed, and they were going up against the best regular season team ever last year in the first round, and they rode the momentum. The
8th seed this year is done.
The Caps?
They got no chance against the Rangers.
Yeah.
Well, I would predict a sweep there.
Okay. Did you watch the Caps Flyers game last night by chance?
It was freaking depressing.
Yeah. And how about the goalie pull by John Tortorella with 3 minutes left? You okay with that?
I put it to Wags. Wags asked me about the Flyers because he really thought they were going to make playoffs. I said, no, they're not. This was 3 weeks ago when they were still in pretty good position. And I said, they will lose. Their coach is a freaking idiot. He has no right to be a coach in the NHL. I don't know why people keep hiring him. And they hire him, and look at what he freaking does. Now, granted, Detroit Red Wings would have been the next one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he had a chance to take over three teams in one night, and he does that. Brilliant.
Yeah. I'm with you. I don't understand.
That guy needs to be fired immediately. He hadn't been yet. I've been watching NHL.
Why does he keep getting jobs? I mean, he gets fired everywhere he goes after like 2 years, and then for some reason, other teams are like, oh, we'll give him a chance now, and it never works.
Well, look who's coaching at the Devils. It's the same thing. These guys keep getting jobs when they get fired from – it's like if you get fired from a job in the real world, not this fantasy of sports where the numbers don't even make any sense whatsoever to what is real to the rest of us, but it's funny as these guys get fired – because they didn't do their job and somebody else will pick them up the next day. Oh, I need you. I'll give you $5 million a year. Well, could you imagine that? I mean, if you're making $1 million a year, somebody hire you for 1.5 the next day.
Right.
Unbelievable. Because you suck.
Yeah. You're falling up It's bizarre. Yeah. The NFL is doing a better job of not doing that, but the NHL is like, it's just a good old boys club. Like, they just hire retreads left and right. And it's like, give somebody new a chance. Like Jim Montgomery, when the Stars gave him a chance, like, he was new. They called him up from college. He was great. Obviously, he lost his job due to off-ice circumstances, but look at what he's doing in Boston. Like, he's a great coach. Instead of hiring
Dallas would have loved to have never lost him. Oh, we all know that.
He was a great guy. If he
could have
hire.
Controlled himself, things would have been wonderful. And we still love Jim. Seriously, 100%. I mean, when I was up there, I wanted to go up. You almost want to go hug the guy. It's like, oh, poor Jim. Yeah.
He
everywhere he coaches is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like, take a chance on a guy like that instead. You know what you're getting from Tortorella. You know what you're getting from Bruce Boudreau, as our guy Jake says. You know what you're getting from Lindy Ruff, who you referenced a moment ago. Like, stop giving those guys. The game has passed them up. Try somebody new.
Mine is like work. The coach of, let's say, I don't like him, but I'm going to say it anyhow. Because I just don't like him. The Milwaukee Admirals coach in the AHL. The Hershey Bears coach in the AHL, the Texas Stars coach in the AHL, who's done nothing but perfection almost for 4 years. Why are these guys not getting called up? That's the freaky part.
Yeah, I don't know.
But what do they call up to the NHL? Laxtal, the guy that we were praying to get rid of at the Texas Stars, they call him up to the Dallas Stars. Now, granted, he only made it a year before they said, get the hell out of here. You are awful. But it's just astounding. They'll call up these guys, give them all this money. Call up the winners. Pick a winner. Just a win. If you have a .500 record, you don't deserve a head job.
Right.
It's that simple. I don't care who your players were. .500 is not good enough. Get out.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
And that's most of those guys, if you look at their records, are very close to .500. Almost every guy we just talked about.
How about this text, Tom, on the Coda text line? By the way, Tom McKay, a.k.a. Old Man of AV Consultations, joining Texas Sports Unfiltered.
Oh, wow. I didn't have the text line up. I could see it now.
Oh, there you go. Burnt Orange Yeti asks if we could talk about Houston potentially getting an NHL team. Any strong thoughts on that?
There was a lot of talk about it there for a while. Unfortunately, that's all cooled down, and they kind of just brushed it aside. They were actually going to build the arena. I think they're still building it, actually, an ice arena in Pasadena.
Okay.
Is that where all the oil refineries are?
Uh-huh.
Wherever the smelly place is, that's where they were going to
build Texas the... Texas City? Maybe Texas City is pretty damn smelly.
No, it was Pasadena. It was started with a P.
That's all
the way. They were working with a city, and they were actually getting it close. It looks like what might happen, though, is they might do an AHL team for one of the Southern teams might go there.
Okay.
Just because Chicago Wolves are still an unaffiliated team and Carolina Hurricanes doesn't have an affiliation. One of the top teams in the NHL doesn't have an AHL affiliation. So they could bring one in, which would be kind of cool. Unfortunately, there's also a big ice arena up in Oklahoma where the Barons used to play. And I think they're trying to get a team as well. So it'll be interesting, but I don't know. The NHL it's pretty loaded up. I don't think they're looking to expand real fast.
Yeah. I mean, they're at 32, right? Adding Vegas and Seattle within a few years, got them from 30 to 32, which feels like a nice, solid, normal number. I think a lot of Houston fans were hoping that Arizona would end up in Houston. Yeah. Now there's all sorts
of talk. That was the talk for a while.
Yeah, all sorts of talk about Salt Lake now. Like, apparently the Coyotes players have already been informed that the team is moving to Utah this offseason. So nothing official yet from the league about that happening. But, yeah, the Yotes have been struggling. They've been playing in a college arena for the last couple of years, which has been kind of fun, but also kind of pathetic that a pro sports team is having to do that. I will say this for my time in Houston, like, Tillman Fertitta, like the richest man in the city, the billionaire who owns the Rockets, and he owns the Toyota Center where the Rockets play, which like could convert to an NHL stadium, just like American Airlines in Dallas, right? They play the Stars and the Mavs both play there. Fertitta has always publicly said he wants hockey in Houston, but behind closed doors, he does not want it. He does not.
The problem with anything down in, and I'm going to agree with Jake on this. And Jake, I'm going to get into a couple of your little texts here, your texts in just a second here on the Dallas games.
Sure.
Because you're absolutely correct on the Hakapa thing. But It's kind of funny is the Houston area, like, you know, I mean, the Astros, yeah, they win the World Series, they get filled up. They don't win the World Series one year, they can't get a sellout. Mm. Well, you put an NHL team there, which is already, hell, you were at ESPN down there, you know. You're not even allowed to talk about hockey down there. And, hell, you aren't even allowed to talk about hockey on your own station, except for when I tell you, dude, I'm coming on to talk about hockey because I'm getting tired of not hearing it. Yeah. But it's funny is these guys will have no say whatsoever in it, but they want a team. But unfortunately, there's only a group of about 10,000 people that want a team, and that barely sells out an AHL arena. So you're going to get an AHL team. You have to have 50,000 fans every night for an NHL team.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, part of me, I think it'd be cool if Houston got a team, but I am worried about that, right? Like, I think for the first couple of years, right, it's a new team. It's the new thing. I don't think they'd have any problem selling out, even if the team wasn't that good. But 5 years, 10 years, 15 years down the road,
they'd have to put it in a kind of a really nice part of town like Dallas did. Yep. And make sure that it's a highfalutin thing with big hair and all the other crap like Dallas does. Because you go to a Dallas game, and it's an impressive game. I mean, and Dallas is a great team, I think. But the crowd is hilarious when you go to other arenas and see their crowds. Because, as everybody knows, I spent a lot of time in Boston. I go to Boston games. Oh, my God. It's just... there is not one person there that would fit into the Dallas crowd. Hmm. I mean, it's all longshoremen looking sons of bitches, even the women. It's hilarious. Dallas and Houston are all this highfalutin stuff. And that's the only way you're going to get the money out, because NHL games are expensive as hell. And there's a lot of them. It's not like football where you only have to worry about 6 home or 7 home games a year. These guys are buying tickets for 40 games. Mm-hmm. Well, at $200 a pop, that adds up.
It does. You're right. It does. Yeah.
So I don't think you get the rich people, not the poor people.
I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. If Houston got an AHL team again, that'd be cool. I mean, the Arrows were very popular down there for a while.
Give us such a great rivalry here, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It would. It absolutely would. So we'll see. But I don't think an NHL franchise is going to Houston anytime soon. Feels like the Yotes are moving up to Utah. And it just, I'm sure at some point the NHL will expand and add a couple of more teams, because that's what every league does. You don't take away teams, you add teams. So at some point they might get to 34. But even if they do get to 34, I don't know if Houston's like at the top of the list. I could see, you know, Quebec City getting a team once again. I could see Kansas City getting a team. I could see Portland getting it. Like, there have been a number of other cities that maybe have passed Houston up on that short list of spots where the NHL could expand if they decide to do that.
Oh, Rob, I wasn't saying the Dallas fans aren't great. I'm saying they're way higher class than the other. I mean, like, looking like highfalutin, high end. The Boston fans and the other, like, you go to Chicago, Boston, hell, even LA. The LA hockey fans aren't the usual hockey fans that you would see in Dallas. They're hockey fans. And hockey's a Canadian thing where, you know, dental care isn't the top priority and stuff like that.
No.
It's just different. It's funny, in Boston, you go there, they've been champions forever. Yeah. I sit next to Boston fans every single time I go. And it's the most hilarious thing is, never fails, the dude sitting next to me is going to go, "God, we suck." Every single time. I'm like, dude, you have been in first place for 5 straight years. Shut up.
That whole city, like you said, they're so used to winning in every sport, too. It's not just hockey. Every sport, they've won so much that anytime there's an ounce of struggle, it's like, "Oh, we suck. We got to fire somebody. This is horrible." It's like, yeah, shut up, please. Please. Other fan bases suffer a hell of a lot.
Rob's a Bruins fan. Do you see that?
There you go.
Rob, you go, brother.
I know. That's become your second team in recent years. You've got a good reason.
It's funny. I went to the Bruins Carolina game the other night, and up there to see. I went, obviously, moving the kid into a new apartment, but I wanted to see the that game because I was hoping, you know, Carolina was going to look really strong. And we were walking out of there. My daughter looks over me. She goes, "Good bet, old man, dipshit."
That is great.
Oh, it hurts so bad.
The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it? That is awesome. A couple of texts, Tom. I'm not sure if you've seen these yet, but someone, an 817 number, asked for potential sleeper team or two for these playoffs.
From which bracket?
It sounds like you could pick if you want to go west or east.
In the east, the sleeper team is Tampa Bay Lightning, without a question, because they're coming in as a wild card and they could win the whole thing.
Okay.
They always could. It's going to depend 100% on their goalie being on fire.
They've got
the top scoring guys already. They're fine. Their goalie has had a very off year, and it's going to totally depend on if people have figured out, which I've been telling everybody now for 3 years, is it's upper left corner with him and you score. And for some reason, nobody this year, they've been doing it. And it's kind of funny is he still hadn't fixed it. And the teams that do it will win. But yeah. When it comes to playoffs, like we saw Toronto do last year, they just give up on that and they quit and they keep shooting right at him, which doesn't make any sense. And you lose because he'll stop everything other than that one. He gives about a 5-inch gap up in the upper left corner almost every single shot.
Yeah, Vasilevsky, who's won a couple of cups with Tampa.
I mean, he's one of the best goalies in the world, no question.
Sure. Yeah, they'll play Florida in round one. So Florida, the defending Eastern Conference champs.
They take Florida out.
That would be nice. And yeah, Tampa won the East 3 years in a row before that, right? Two cups, and they lost the final to Colorado right after that. So Tampa's got tons of playoff experience. Not the same team they were, but I'm with you, man. That's not a team you can ever count out in the playoffs. What about the West? Any sleepers for you out there?
I think wild card sleeper, because I think they're going to take out the Canucks in the first round.
Mm.
I think the Predators are the sleeper in the West. They've been on fire. They came from nowhere. They were freaking 15 points out just at the trade deadline.
Yeah. Didn't they win like 15 in a row at one point, something like that?
I think they won 11 in a row. I know it was their record. I don't know if it was the league record. I know it was this season record. And, yeah, they're just playing awesome. And luckily they're going to take out the Canucks because the Canucks, once again, everybody keeps saying how the Canucks are the top defensive team in the league, blah, 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 blah. I don't understand where that's coming from. And points don't show that at all. But it'll be interesting to see if the Predators can just go ahead and get them out of the way.
Yeah, I think I'm going to join you on that upset pick. Like I got to watch Vancouver in person a couple of weeks ago when the Stars played up there, and I wasn't that impressed. I know they've had a great year.
A thrill.
Yeah, they're not. They've had a great year out of nowhere too. Like they've been missing the playoffs seemingly year in and year out for the last half decade, and they turned it on and they've been great this season, but. Yeah, Nashville's playing incredibly well, and I'm gonna go with that upset too. I like that pick there, Tom. Oh man! All right, well, keep the text coming. Somebody asked about the Maple Leafs. We're not too high on Toronto.
I'll tell you about the Maple Leafs. The Maple Leafs are offensively stacked as hard as Dallas. Dallas is, and if you follow hockey closely, everybody has told you by now, Dallas is the most stacked team offensively in the league. They have four legitimate lines.
Yeah.
And no other team has four legitimate lines. And it's pretty wild. But Toronto is close. And they are and Austin Matthews, no matter how much you hate him, is a wizard. And they're good. Problem is their defense crumbles like a freaking dry leaf when it comes time for the playoffs. They have no shot of getting through the playoffs. And they didn't do anything to enhance it this year. They just bought more offense. They're like, okay, we'll just outscore. Defense wins playoffs. Defense definitely wins cups. Mm-hmm. They're not the team.
I'm with you. All right. I'm going to ask you for some help on some advertisements, Tom, because I know you're a big supporter of a lot of our advertisers. So you've texted me a bunch about how much you love Olipop and how you keep drinking that stuff.
I don't have one with me either. Can you believe that?
That's all right. That's all right. But I want the people to know that you are now a believer in Olipop too.
The Dr. Pepper. Oh, it's not called Dr. Pepper. It's called Dr. Good. Oh, I can't remember what it's called.
You're on the right track. Dr.
Good Wrench?
Goodwin.
Goodwin. There we go. love that one. Love the vintage cola. Love the cherry cola. All the ones that are supposed to be like the Coke, Dr. Pepper kind of combo stuff. Awesome. The orange soda is also really good. Mm-hmm. That reminds me of an orange Fanta.
Yeah, it does. I hadn't tried that until a couple of weeks ago, and I'm like, oh man, this is one of my favorites right now.
Yeah, and I've been trying. I've been almost cut out caffeine completely on everything about a year ago, and I'm already wired enough, as everybody knows, so I really don't need caffeine, and that just kind of gets me going even more. So I don't. I love the fact that most of theirs don't have caffeine.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, a couple of them do, but most of them don't. So
as far as the healthy stuff part of it, that's just a given. I mean, I take fiber, dude. I'm old. So yeah, anything that's gonna help is good. Let's go.
Very good.
Olipop, 100%. Go get it. HEB. They got the big old stack. In fact, they got an end cap at the new one up here in Georgetown.
Beautiful.
They got a whole end cap. Refrigerated. You can buy them cold, every flavor.
You can drink it in the store and then pay for it on your way out. Just like that. With
the protein drinks, believe it or not.
I believe it. I definitely.
But I do eat about half the grapes and don't pay for those.
That's good.
First thing you do, you go to produce, grab a bag of grapes, then you go shopping.
That's awesome. Yeah. By the time you stick it on the scale, it's like, oh, hey, it's only half a pound of grapes. Not bad. Also, I know you're a big fan of 7-Eleven as well, Tom.
My weakness. My weakness. They should not have so many of them. The only thing that's keeping me from staying in shape these days is 7-Eleven. And I'm not even going to put that as a negative. They got the best pizza, unless you order some good New York style pizza someplace. If you're going to get a pizza, 7-Eleven. The fried burritos, freaking A. Awesome at 7-Eleven. They got all that junk just sitting there, and I've never been to the one down by your house.
It's awesome. Way south. Oh, yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. I mean, I got to go there. I'm making a drive down to the coast. It's my mom's birthday today, so I'll be doing a couple of shows down there tomorrow and Friday. But on my way out, need some gas for the car. I need some rollers. I need some Olipop. I mean, I'm going to just stock up.
What's your favorite roller?
Oh, man. Probably steak and cheese or the buffalo chicken. Those are my top two.
I like the taco meat one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you can't go wrong with any of them. And they got I got the app, the 7-Eleven app, and right now they've got a three rollers for $3 deal. I'm like, where can you find a full meal for $3 these days? Nowhere, except for 7-Eleven. That's it.
Sugar alcohol. What is sugar alcohols?
This comment from Jack. Yeah, I don't know.
Jack, tell us what sugar alcohol is.
A lot of comments coming in. By the way, if you want to talk to Tom, 512-255-8678, that's the phone number for AV consultations. Yeah, of course, he's going to hook you up with the TV setup you've always dreamed of, but he'll also talk hockey and life and everything with you the way he's talking to us today. So make the call. Y'all see the TVs behind me. Y'all know about the 4 TV setup that I've got. Tom has hooked me up at about 15 different places because I have commitment issues and can't stay in the same spot for more than 1 year at a time. The best AV consultations. They've been around since 1988. Tom's been spearheading the whole thing. And once again, nobody does better work than AV consultations. Don't go to the store, buy the TVs, and then call Tom. Just call Tom first. He's going to get the best prices. He's going to hook everything up for you. He's going to show you how to use everything. And it's just a seamless, easy experience every time you go with AV consultations. Once again, 512-255-8678.
Never had any of that. Sorry. Sugar-free candy. I'm not into sugar-free candy. Appreciate it, though, Jack.
I didn't know they had sugar.
If I get candy, it's going to be a chocolate bar. It's going to be some real deep, 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 deep.
What's the point of sugar-free candy? That's why you eat candy, right? For the
that's
sugar?
Kind of weird. Make sure the toilet's nearby, too. There we go.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
All right. All right. If y'all have any questions. Yeah, go ahead.
I got one for you, though, because I've been listening a little bit, and hockey's almost over, so I go full force into baseball. Those are my two sports.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm a Longhorn baseball fan somewhat, as much as you can be with not being a Longhorn. But you guys are making it sound like they're like death this year. And if they were to win, not sweep, win their last three series, they'd win the Big 12.
Yeah, they've got a shot.
They've won a lot of series. I mean, they're only two games out of first place, really.
They are. Yeah.
So why is everybody calling for – I'm really curious. Why does everybody think David Fierce is so god-awful when he has one bad year? Right. And this isn't even a bad year. Most teams, this is a great year. And I'm sure there's people out there who are going to tell me something about it. Guys, if you really have insight in it, tell me, because I've really been puzzled because I think he's doing – a pretty spectacular. Granted, it's not what we all thought the pitching would be. And I know he became the pitching coach, which he's going to hire a pitching coach next year. Problem for me, but the offense has to score football numbers. Agreed, 100%, Rob. That's what I'm saying. The pitching is off. He'll hire a pitching. He should not have tried to do this. It was his mistake. And I think he realizes it. I know he does. Otherwise, he wouldn't be playing the games he is right now. Yeah. And but it's interesting is they're about to go into the SEC, which I sure as hell wouldn't want to take over. Who are they going to get, even if they did get rid of? Because SEC is the powerhouse of all things baseball. They're going to – I mean, Alabama, Mississippi State, LSU, Tennessee, those teams are freaking awesome. They have like six in the top 20.
Yeah.
Seven.
I think, eight in the top 25 right now. So they're rolling.
Correct, that, Double D.
That conference is loaded.
Yeah, it's wicked. I'm sitting here going, okay, they're leaving one. Yeah, yeah, Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. That's it. All these other teams, shut up. Texas Tech, maybe sometimes. And it's funny is if you look at the teams that are – I dip snuff, do that kind of thing. But you look at the teams that are good at baseball, it's rednecks. It's the redneck schools. That's the teams that are good at baseball. It's a fact. I mean, go through all of them from all the history. Even when you go Pepperdine, you don't think those guys are the – even though it's a smart school, you don't think those guys are the rednecks in California? Please, give me a break. Yes, they are. And you go to the College World Series, if you see three guys not spitting on the ground, you've set a record.
So you're saying we're not redneck enough anymore.
I think they're trying to not be here. I think they should go back. They used to be 100%. And I think the whole – I don't want to tell everybody get away from diversity and inclusion and all this other crap that they just fired all the professors for trying, which is bravo, UT, way to go. But that's what they need to do. They need to quit it.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to see that at Oklahoma or Oklahoma State, who are ahead of them in the rankings, of course. You're not going to see it. Mississippi State? Yeah, okay, sure.
Yeah.
They got a diversity coach. I'm not saying you got to be a white or black or gay or straight. It doesn't matter. Just stop talking about it all the time and making that the topic, because that's what they do here.
Yeah, it does tend to happen. Yeah, look, for David Pierce, I mean, there are a number of different factors into the David Pierce discussion. For some folks, Tom, and you know this because you've followed this program for a long time, there are a lot of people who never wanted David Pierce to be this team's head coach, right? Like, they knew he wasn't the first choice when they did their coaching search after Augie Garrido, and they're like, well, we didn't get our first guy, so we're not going to root for or support whoever else isn't the first guy. So there have been some folks who are like, from day one, have always kind of had it out for David Pierce. And I just think a lot of it has to do with that move to the SEC, right? Like, Steve Sarkisian had a great year going into the SEC, so people are confident that it's going to work. This is David Pierce's sort of last chance to prove that Texas is ready for the SEC. And if they can't compete, and they are competing, but if they can't really stand out in the Big 12, I think there are a lot of folks who are like, well, if it looks like this now, and it's not horrible, you're right, it's not death, but if it looks like
they still have
now,
Oklahoma and Oklahoma State left.
They do. Yep. Yeah. And
let's see if they can win. If they can win those two series, yeah, he's proven he's got some ideas.
As bad as it is right now and as embarrassing as last night was, and there's no way around it. Like, that can't happen. He should not get fired today. If anyone's saying that, that's ridiculous. Like, the guy has done enough at Texas to at least get the rest of this season. Right. Part of me thinks that he should at least get one more season to turn things around, too, because of what he's done in the past. But he should at least get the rest of this year to see if he can do what you're talking about, win those series, win the Big 12, and find a way to get Texas back on track. It's not impossible. I don't have much faith in it, but it's not impossible.
These comments are pretty good here. I agree with this.
Which one? Which one
they're,
you got?
They're talking about how he needs. Yeah. And I think what they ought to do with all the money that Texas has, and that Texas has a ton. And no matter what anybody wants to believe, and when they talk about these buyouts or anything, none of that matters at all. Texas has billions of dollars. Billions, not millions, billions. Go out and buy the best damn pitching coach there is. You're supposed to be the best school at all these sports. Every other sport is showing you up on your top sport. Baseball, basketball, football are the only three sports not winning freaking national titles.
Yeah.
Go out and buy the best crap. You've got the money. Just go do it and stop acting like, oh, we're trying to play within the guidelines. No, you're not. Just go buy whatever the hell you want. You don't think Alabama and everybody else is paying anything they want for these guys? Yeah. Please. You lost one of the greatest pitchers in the Austin area from Lake Travis to go to Alabama. You really? Why? Mm-hmm. You know? Go get them.
You're right. You're right. And that's baseball.
So far behind in the NIL. Agreed. 100%, Chris. Yeah. They need to start putting up some damn money. It's just stupid. Yeah. I see it. I know a bunch of the booster guys. I'm not a booster. I'm not going to act like I am. I don't have anything to do with UT. But I know a bunch of those guys. Put the damn money where it needs to be and just get it going. Because this is, it gets to a point where it's almost depressing to walk around this town and watch people in all their burnt orange sitting here telling everybody, oh, we're the greatest. No, you're not. And you haven't been in a long damn time.
Yeah.
Spend some money and become the greatest. It takes money to make money. Well, that's what you got to do right now. They got to spend some damn money.
I like it. I agree. All right.
I hope the guy they start really hard too.
I do too. I do too. Because like you said, they've got the money. So use it. Use it. Use it. We got Chip Brown.
Chip Brown.
We've got Zay Collins.
Tom McKay.
How are you guys doing?
How you doing?
Zay's looking at me like, would you get off my show, you piece of crap?
I see that in your eyes. Talk your own shit, Tom. I was enjoying it. Talk your own shit. Preaching, man. I was enjoying it.
I got one for you here. This is, and you're just because you're younger, not because you ever used your pronouns. This is my share to every person who wants to tell me their pronouns. Here we go. I understand. I just don't care.
I feel the same way. That is
you go cool. You go up to the East Coast, you get a few pronouns thrown at you. It's pretty rough. Woo!
There's nothing like the saltiness of Tom McKay. I'm just telling you, it is legend.
Mm.
So
guys, yeah. I'm gonna bow out if that's cool. And gotta get going here.
Yeah. Tom, great job.
Have a great show. Talk to you soon. Zay, be good.
Great job, Tom.
See you, man. Thanks, Tom. All
right, you guys be good.
All right, fellas. I got one question, though, before I bid you all adieu. Zay, the Warrior shirt after
the man. You got to rock it.
Oh,
you got to rock it today. It's only fitting. This is the end. That's why I'm wearing it. This is the end.
He's saying goodbye.
Saying goodbye. I'm just paying my respects.
Okay.
It's just like a funeral. Instead of wearing black, I'm going to support what's left of the Warriors. The big three is Dunzo, old Klay Thompson, Donut, 0-10. It's tough. Can't come back from that.
Yeah. You're not a Warriors fan, so you get a pass. Like, I never understand the sports fan who wears their team's shirt or jersey the day after a loss. It's like, dude, I'm always a fan. No, you're supposed to be depressed. You're supposed to not even want to look at anything to do with your team until like the next time they play a game. Texas, every fan base does it. I see someone wearing a Longhorn shirt the Sunday after a loss, and it's like, what are you doing? How are you proud of this right now? But you're not a Warriors fan, so you're off the hook. You've got your different reasons for rocking the Steph jersey today.
Yeah, some people might call me Zaymon Green. That's fine. We're both dark complected. I get it. But, hey, this is it for those guys. And he almost took somebody out, too. He didn't get, you know, Trey Lyles. He held them up. Mm. But, you know, they let it ride. They said this team's getting their ass whooped. This is it for them. Good run.
Good run. Great run. All right, gentlemen, I will I'll part ways. You guys have a great show. It's y'all and Fire the Cannon, so keep it locked in to TSU all day long, and I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Appreciate you, BK.
BK, you're the man.
Appreciate you.